Tonight on television, tune into the ABC at 8:30 and check out the biggest farce, that's right, farce, ever presented for public consumption. And I am, of course, referring to the Young Performers of the Year Awards.
All right.
Yeah, now, Tony, I don't know about you, but I've been standing at the front of my house beside the letterbox for about 3 months now, every day, just waiting and hoping for that elusive invitation, that all-important notification that I had been selected as one of those wily youngsters produced by this great big brown country of ours, nominated for a Young Performers Award. And you know what I've got to show for this solitary vigil?
What?
Do you know what I've got to show, Tone?
Tell us.
Diddly. Sweet right? Diddly. I have been snubbed, Tone. Treated like a leper by the people whose respect I crave, nay, yearn for. That's right, yearn for. Buggy your logie, stuff your People's Choice Awards. Give me one of those brand spanking shiny new hoity-toity Young Performers Awards. All right, so maybe I'm not a moddy-coddled freak who was handcuffed to a piano by my parents at the age of three to learn some long-dead European tosspot's unfinished sonata. Maybe I'd rather employ my finely honed abilities with a trumpet by annoying people at the cricket rather than joining those bedwetting mummies boys on the French horn at the MSO so they can perform like trained monkeys for the aristocratic fops who bung on the cravats and crawl all over the long, decomposed, smelly carcass of Mozart like maggots in black tie. Maybe I'd prefer to have a mechanical bull between my legs than a cello. Maybe I prefer Hootie to Cozy Van Tootie. Maybe, just maybe, the only wind instrument I'll ever successfully master is my own ass. But I tell you one thing, young performers, if any of you maladjusted nutbags want to take your hand off the oboe long enough to whack it under your armpit and have a go at that farty sound, I'll see you centre stage, maestro.